89.1 KHOL.
I'm joined here today by Thomas Macker and Cecilia Delgado Mase, and she is the Associate Curator at Museo Universitario Arte Contemporáneo and Director of the University Museum of Science and Art in Mexico City. Cecilia, we're happy to have you here today. She's doing what they're calling a social practice curatorship over the next couple months, partnering with the Art Association in the center and helped by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Thomas Macker is the Project Director in this endeavor. Thomas, you want to tell us a little summary about what's going on here?
Sure. So this project started a little over a year ago. I connected with Cecilia to bridge the community of Mexican community members here and try to get involved in the art scene. And so I thought the best way to do that was to connect with a curator from Mexico. I heard of Cecilia. She came very highly recommended, and she works in social practice. Social practice art exhibitions can come in the form of community participation. So the artwork is completed by the community, by its participants. And I really wanted to have everyone involved, simply. So the project's called Art in Translation. As you mentioned, it's been supported by the National Endowment for the Arts. It's in partnership with the Center for the Arts. And recently we had support from the Center of Wonder. And this week, Cecilia is out here in Jackson to do some research, connect with organizations like 122, Teton Literacy Center, the library, Children's Learning Center, and many others. We've had great support from Whole Food Rescue and so on and so forth. We went to Central Wyoming College to do visit some ESL classes. And really what I think Cecilia is trying to do is cultivate themes for the exhibition.
And Cecilia, this is your first time to Jackson, right? So How have you liked it so far? And is there anybody or anything that you're most excited about when you think about bringing art from Mexico City up here?
Yeah, I am very excited with this project because I think there are many interests in the community. But it's like everybody have the same interesting, but it's not connect. So I think it's a great experience to construct the project for the next year. So my idea is start a group with a community, with a different community, and start a dialogue with them. Because the community here is the persons who knows what happened here. So they need link on connections, no?
And art's a good way to do that, right?
Yeah, I think it's a kind of model because the artist constructed the project with the community.
Yeah, and I think the some focus is not just the larger community is Spanish-speaking community, and then it would be more focused on Mexico, and then even more focused maybe on the San Simeon and Tlaxcala area, since there's such a great connection already right now. There has been many conversations with other community leaders to try to actually bridge a more formal connection with that area. The Mexican consulate was here a couple weeks ago, and that was definitely a topic, was trying to really try to bridge the communities together.
If you're just joining us, by the way, you're listening to Jackson Hole Community Radio. I'm talking with Thomas Macker and Cecilia Delgado Mase, who is going to be doing an installment here coming in the springtime, a social practice form of art where the viewers become part of the artwork. And Cecilia, we were talking before we went on the air. Do you already have some artists in mind that you're excited to get involved with the project you're going to be doing here?
Yes, someone is Edgardo Aragon from Oaxaca. He has a great work. And Sandra Calvo from Mexico City. And I think I need to think more about integrate other. I don't know. I think my work now is like a sponge.
Yeah. Right. Well, you have some time too, right? When are you going to come back? When is this exhibit going to be coming to fruition?
In the late spring, Cecilia will come back with two or three visiting artists, and they'll be staying here for 3 weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks, really producing all of the work here with the community. So it'll be, you know, rallying all artists in the community, all folks that Cecilia is connected through in the meantime, because she started a Facebook group.
Do you want to give a shout out to what that Facebook group's called for people that are interested?
Sure.
they can look me like Cecilia Delgado Mace.
Yeah. So if they connect with Cecilia, then Cecilia can invite them. So it's kind of like one of those closed groups. But
gotcha.
Basically, it's that's not to say that we're not inviting people. It's just a way of keeping the conversation contained. So it's a way.
It's basically a treat for people. They get to be in the cool club for free. Yeah. I mean,
exactly. So far, it's just been a way of putting all the right names and all the right people who are interested in one space, virtual space, and from there sharing.
Well, we look forward to it. And Cecilia, as we mentioned, you're based in Mexico City. For our listeners who have no clue what the Mexico City contemporary art scene is like, what can you tell us about who are either a few artists that you're excited about right now, or what's some art that's being created there that we haven't seen here or that you haven't seen here in your time here?
The art scene in Mexico City, it's big and it's grow in a few years because we have two fairs of art.
Mm-hmm. Art fairs.
Mm-hmm. And the space for the exhibit, the contemporary art, it's growing. We have, just for mentioning, UNAM have four museums for the contemporary art. So it's a big question there, because there we have many artists. So I think it's a great cultural politic for the Mexico City.
Yeah, and so UNAM is the university, and Cecilia is the director of one of the museums affiliated with the university, and it's called Mucoroma, as you mentioned. And Mucoroma is a very experimental social museum. You know, some examples in the past that Cecilia has worked on is really trying to change the identity of the museum space. So not making it this white cube where you walk into and you feel like it's a mausoleum to some artist and you're supposed to kind of bow down to them and feel kind of alienated sometimes, you know, when you walk into a museum. This space is very much about the community and very much about trying to shift how you can contextualize or represent art in a space. So what that could come in the form of is making the museum space a place for consultation for community members. It could be a place of community gatherings that are a little bit more unconventional. For example, Cecilia worked with a daycare facility in Mexico that needed some fixing up. And so one of the projects she did was exchange the spaces. So the daycare went to the museum, and then all the museum staff and students and helpers, artists, went to the daycare facility, redesigned it, changed it, made it more kind of like ergonomic and friendly for the children while the children inhabited the space, the museum space. So it was this kind of way, this exchange, this dialogue that really opens up the museum space to the city instead of being this kind of siloed, separate space.
Thomas Macker and Cecilia Delgado Masi, thanks so much for swinging by today. You're listening to Jackson Hole Community Radio.